All right, so you all read different stories on your own. Would anybody like to share what was the book that you read and the author? And tell me a little bit about the characters and where the story took place. You what?
I didn't really find the author, so I have to start to feel it.
Okay, so do you want to tell me about the title of your book?
The title was Thank You, Saka by Patricia Polacco.
Uh-huh.
And the characters were the boys that bullied Patricia and Mr. Faka.
Mm-hmm. And what happened in the story?
So it all started out with reading at the before, I'm pretty sure, like, somewhat before kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
So Grandpa poured honey on the book, and he told Patricia to taste the honey. And she said it was sweet, and then everybody told her that so is knowledge. You need to get knowledge from a book, so that, and she went to school, and they said that she would be able to read. She wasn't able to read, but she was really good at drawing, and everybody came around to see her drawings. So in first grade, that's when the reading came along.
Okay. So she struggled in reading. How did she get over that problem of struggling to read?
Eventually, in fifth grade, with Mr. Faka, she stayed up at school while reading the board, like getting letters and numbers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't get them exactly right, but eventually that helped her, because she was given a book to read at one point, and she read it word for word, like not sounding it out or anything.
Okay, perfect. All right, anybody else want to share? What book did you read?
Granddaddy's Turn.
Okay. And what was this book about? Who are the characters?
Granddaddy and his son. And it was about Granddaddy and his son going to try to vote. And when they're waiting in line, a white police officer walked up to them and said, "You can't vote because of the color of your skin." And he showed them the rules that black people. And Granddaddy said, "But I just need to vote, sir." And the police officer slammed the book and ripped up the Granddaddy's ballot.
Uh-huh.
And then shortly after that, Granddaddy died. And when his son grew up, he had the picture of his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And when he went to go vote, and he had the picture with him while he was just at
home. Okay, it's kind of like as a memory of his dad who didn't get to vote. So did this story take place in present time?
No.
Doesn't sound like it, right? Sounds like it took place maybe before African Americans were allowed to vote.
Because now black, any type of skin color can vote now.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't be in the present.
Right.
It's got to be like something like maybe 1800s through like 1900s.
Early 1900s could be, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're right, because segregation was kind of a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I think I read in a book or an article,
mm-hmm,
that you had gave us. It was in like 1820 something that segregation was going on.
Okay.
And I think I heard it in listened to one that said it.
Probably we did.
On Brain Pop.
Okay.
I think we did.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, what book did you read?
I read An A from Miss Keller, and it's by Patricia Polacco.
Oh, so we have two Patricia Polacco books.
Yeah.
So yes. What was this story about?
It was about a writing teacher who gave out lots of essays, and she wouldn't let anyone get like a spelling error, and
she was hard on the kids and making them think it through.
Okay.
And right.
I like that kind of teacher.
And this book kind of goes with the that the book that Max has.
Oh yeah? Why?
Because the pop died.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Pop was like helping her through, and he said that she's a good teacher, and he said, remind me to tell you a story about her later on. And the girl Patricia, she went back to she went to her house and she wrote her essay, and she thought it was the best essay she had ever wrote, and she gave it to the teacher.
And then the teacher said that they shouldn't use the term love.
They shouldn't use the term love?
Because, like, she described a lot of things with love. Oh. And she's like, I love my cat. I love the stack of pancakes. I love my mom. And she's like, would you really feel the same about how you feel about your mom and a stack of pancakes?
Hmm. Okay.
And,
So did she give her some other words to use instead?
No.
She made the kids write down some
words,
some terms for
love.
Another term for the word love. And then
She went to Pop again, her next door neighbor, and he gave her a notebook that his son used when he was in Miss Keller's class.
The next day, Miss Keller had brought in some stuff from thrown away stuff.
Yeah, and she said, write down some uses for these objects
except for what they
were made to be used for.
Okay.
And she said whoever had the longest list got to pass the reading test or something.
Okay. All right, so I want to talk about what do you think is the author's reason for writing these books?
No, it doesn't say.
We've been talking about social issues in the classroom, and a lot of times authors want to write about social issues to make you more aware of something, some issue. So what do you think the author, or why do you think the author wrote these books?
Well, actually, we also read about the girl had went in early to class, and then the teacher said to go down to the office, and there was Patricia's mom crying because Pop had died.
Okay. So why do you think the author wrote that?
I think the author wrote it to, the problem was that the girl couldn't make emotional writing, so she kept getting, C's and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's about, getting emotional writing and how that helps you. And when Pop died, she was really sad, and she wrote about Pop, and she got an A on it because she was really sad and she was filled with emotions when she was writing the writing piece.
Yeah.
Have you guys lost a family member?
I have.
Yeah.
I lost one last year.
So that's something that happens in our lives, right?
I lost.
At some point, we lose a family member. Do you think maybe this author wrote this to remember that person?
Oh, yeah. Kind of.
And to kind of leave a memory of that person through writing the book?
This one has...
Something kind of similar with Mr. Faulkner. I mean,
she really
appreciated the things that he did to teach her how to read. And so she kind of wrote the book to thank him in one way. But also, why else would she write this book?
And to remember... the grandfather, I think, and grandmother.
And talk about bullying.
Okay. How did this little girl in the story feel about the fact that she couldn't read?
she felt sad because
they sad all the time, right?
She began feeling dumb, and they kept calling them names.